Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy New Year to you. A little bit early. You know, it's just what you do and during the holidays. You know, as I said earlier, I'm a little under the weather. And I don't know if it has anything to do with last week's Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. But for Christmas, I didn't get coal, but I did get a cold. And so I'm a bit under the weather today, but I'm going to suffer through with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We got Vinny Two Tanks. We got Jared the Diver Guy and Brittany the Aqua Gypsy with us today as well. And then coming up a little bit later on, we have one of the stunt folks that worked on the new movie Avatar 3, Fire and Ash. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be pretty enlightening. We've actually known some of the underwater team over the last few years have been working on those movies, and that new one evidently has the most in-water work in the tank that they filmed, and I haven't seen it myself yet, but I've heard very positive things, and it'll be fun to check in with Sylvia and get some behind-the-scenes things of what was going on the set in the tank there. Matter of fact, before we get back to the crew here and talk about what we got for Christmas, scuba related and all that kind of good stuff, I do got a voicemail here. Let me see who's on the line.
Greg, it's Tag. Listen, I heard you talking about the Avatar movie.
Yeah.
Fire and Ass.
Oh, hell yeah. Ash.
Anyway, I had to call. It's about the very, very sexy blue babes on whatever planet that is.
Uh-huh.
I want to say Uranus.
Oh, jeez.
But that's asinine.
Yeah.
Broseph, talk to the tank. You said those blue avatar babes are into tank.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
In a tank.
I swear you said, and I quote, these stunt women are into tank.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
These sexy
avatar babes are so wet because they undulate on that water planet.
Gross.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
slip
not right.
And slide with the avatar babes. I wonder if they're running a special on movie tickets. $5 gets you two, guys. $5 gets you two.
No, I don't think that's the
Fire
price.
Fire and Ass is 66% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But old Tank gives it 69 on his banana.
Well,
oh, hell yeah.
That's inappropriate. You know, Tank, I think he's having problems in his old age. He's losing his hearing. I don't think he's hearing things quite right, but I think we apologized in advance for that. Vinny Two Tanks is with me. You think he misunderstood something there, Vinny? He was right there.
I don't know, but I thought he was funny. And
that's
what we're looking for.
Yeah, Vinny Two Tanks gives it two fins up. That's all that matters. Okay. Well, despite that, we will actually have someone on who was working the movie's Avatar here a little later on in the big show. But first, we got the Aqua Gypsy with us, and she just celebrated Boxing Day yesterday, which is, you know, for everybody who doesn't know what Boxing Day is, fill them in there, Brittany, can you? What is Boxing Day?
No, it's kind of like the Tiny Tim story. So
okay.
Basically, all the kids who got presents on Christmas Day, they box up their old stuff.
Yeah.
And Boxing Day is celebrated by those a little less fortunate on the 26th.
Yeah, so they box up their old toys and then give it to those less fortunate type of thing on Boxing Day? That's how it is?
That's right.
Okay.
Or new
that's
stuff nice. They don't like.
Okay, well, that's not appropriate, Vinny, but whatever.
Well, that's not appropriate? Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Anywho.
Yeah, so, anywho.
Every year
you're talking about Mr. Appropriate there.
Yeah.
I thought it was appropriate. But.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. What do you mean, Jerry? Do you have something?
I will not repeat what I heard about a minute ago.
What you heard? You heard something,
yes.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's
not sanitary safe.
Did that have anything to do with last week's crap extravaganza?
No, it didn't.
Okay. Well, good.
It has to do with crap.
Okay. Well, all right. That's probably enough.
Was not good.
Okay. All right.
Just like wasn't sanitary safe.
Okay. So for Christmas, it sounds like Jerry the diver guy got air cramps or something.
No, not me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Christmas cramp.
Getting back to it. Yesterday we had a Boxing Day party at the Gomez Hilton.
Oh, at the Gomez Hilton. So, I mean, had they cleaned up the mess that was left after the crap extravaganza and had another party already?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so what, you had a big blowout there and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Stone crabs. Stone crabs. Yeah.
All right. So you came on the air to join us to rub it in, basically. Mm-hmm. You had Florida stone crabs there at the Gomez Hilton.
Oh. Yep. We got lucky. We found a new place out of Everglades City that delivers.
Really? So. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? They deliver from Everglades City?
Yeah, they deliver through Miami, Dade, and Broward County.
Huh. Okay, so Everglades City is where they harvest most of the stone crabs in Florida. And if you haven't had these things, these are a delicacy, and they're in season right now. So did you get the jumbo, or what size were you getting? What kind of crabs?
It's actually kind of cool. The price is a little bit cheaper, but you get a mixed bag, so it's just 10 pounds. Huh. And there were some colossals in there. There were
colossals,
some large.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, colossal, jumbo, large, medium. And there was a decent amount of all four.
I've never understood, though, why they do Florida stone crab like that. You'd think it was like, okay, they have different sizes. And, of course, the bigger ones, the colossals, are the most expensive. I mean, they can be like $40 a pound or something, ridiculous amount of money or more.
Than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but why isn't it not just like medium, large, and small?
We've never bought it this way before. Previously, we always buy like, say, larges and 10 pounds of larges. That's
right,
how
but they're
sold.
But they say large, jumbo, and colossal as opposed to small, medium, and large. I've never understood.
They want to. It's the illusion.
They want to build it up. Really, I have colossal claws.
Yeah. Yes. Clearly, a guy invented it because they wanted to build it up a lot bigger.
There it is. Yes. Well, yeah, I guess the guys have to brag a little bit. Yeah. So you had a mixed bag, but it's still tasty as can be, huh?
Yeah. We've never bought them like this, like a mixed bag. And typically they don't sell them that way, but actually I think it was better.
Yeah.
Because we had such a large group of people. Most people, they don't know what they're eating unless you really know. So we saved out all the colossals for
special
Captain
folks.
Ball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause the, you
and
know,
then,
you know,
Mr.
the
guy,
the special people need the biggest ones. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Or I think, is that how it goes? I don't know. I have a cold. So, you know, I'm a little under. I may say things that are inappropriate. That'd be the first time ever as Jerry the Diver Guy gives me the stink eye. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.